Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. We've been doing the show for a very long time, and I don't remember ever asking a question like, what is cheese?
We've talked about using cheese in recipes, but we haven't gone into the actual making of cheese. It's a simple process, but there's so many different cheeses that you can make depending upon the source of the milk, cow or goat or even sheep.
Yeah.
And what the animals have been eating, because that's going to affect the flavor of the cheese. But basically, it's milk that has been curdled. And it can be done with an acid substance. It can be done with rennet from a calf's stomach. It can be done with a vegetable rennet. What you want is to curdle it. You want the casein proteins to coagulate. You drain off the whey. And then you've got these curds. The curds are what become cheese. What you do with the curd is going to determine what kind of cheese you have. There's so many hundreds of varieties of cheese. It is overwhelming and bewildering that you could get so many things from milk that has been curdled.
Milk that has been curdled. That's true. We always recall the famous comment of Charles de Gaulle. How can you rule a country that has 235 cheeses?
The soft cheeses in particular hold a charm for me. Camembert, Brie,
Roquefort.
And Roquefort. I adore Roquefort. And there's Coulommiers.
Blue cheeses of one sort.
The blue cheese. There's some blue cheeses that are firmer. Maytag blue is more in the medium. Roquefort is softer. The firmer cheeses, the Swiss Gruyere. Parmesan is a great eating cheese. As long as it's not all dried out. It's easy to cut. It's wonderful with fruit. Terrific with walnuts. Comté, C-O-M-T-E, very nutty flavored cheese. That's a firm cheese, but not really, really hard. A really hard firm cheese would be an aged Gouda, which has a very intense flavor, almost like a crystalline texture to it. And that cheese is incredibly good with meats.
Some of these we associate with the Alpine evolution, Swiss cheeses.
Before I went to work for this guest ranch south of Derby, this was a long time ago. The owner of the guest ranch had me go to Europe for 2 months to work in European kitchens so I would know how to develop the European taste, according to him. And one of my stints was 5 weeks in a Swiss kitchen.
5 weeks?
5 weeks in a Swiss kitchen. I worked at a different station each one of those weeks. It was an incredible experience. One night, they had a Swiss cheese party. This is a small town in the Alps. The citizens of the town came to this Swiss cheese party, and I went out of my mind with my jaw open, looking at all the Swiss cheeses that they were serving. What did I know, right? I thought there's Gruyere and Emmentaler, and then Appenzeller, maybe three. There were over 50 Swiss cheeses, distinct, very distinctive. I tasted most of them, and I was blown away. We have over 200 plus French cheeses.
There's a whole world of cheeses.
There's a whole world of cheese.
We're not even talking about the kinds of cheeses that are totally unknown to us, like Slovenian cheeses.
Oh, yeah. And you'll have to go there to actually
Serbian
try it.
Serbian cheeses. There's an enormous variety all the way around. And yet, I'll bet you that the average American only eats one kind of cheese.
What are you going to say?
It is called American cheese.
Oh, please.
I wonder in a way if it really is a cheese.
No, it is a cheese. It's been modified.
Yeah, modified all practically out of existence.
Out of existence, right.
It's stunning. I have a great delight in that cheese itself, especially when it's on a cheeseburger or in macaroni.
Yes, it's wonderful to experiment with the other cheeses.
Yes, there's a good opportunity for you.
Right.
And if you want another opportunity, come back next week for
The Food Guys.